Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to learn the wonders of the Lord our God and King. When I think about all the mysteries that Jesus spoke, it's a blessing to have the Holy Spirit to guide you into truth. Because the Lord is saying something to his people. The Lord is talking to people who love him, who listen to him. And now they're different than people who love the world somewhere. When people love the world, they become an enemy against God. And they become leverage to do Satan's will. So Jesus had to speak to us. Oh, he spoke to us to teach us, but he spoke to the world without in parables. Even people that claim to be his, he spoke to them in parables. That they might have a chance. That his words may be a wake-up call. Now, when Jesus spoke in parables, his words were distinguishable. Men can judge right and wrong. They know good and bad. And the word even said that the Pharisees knew that he was speaking against them, but they wouldn't repent. And Satan made it, and see, when you love the world somewhere, that'll be bigger than God in your eyes. Not that you love the world, just using you for an example. When a person loves the world is big in their eyes. And they don't believe God. It's interfering with them believing God. And take to the point that they can't take God at his word. But Jesus said this plainly. He said, my people hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. And they do his words. Now, I didn't quote that precisely like Jesus did. But he spoke that his people follow him. A stranger they don't follow. I remember when I was a sinner, there were some things I didn't believe. That was obviously wrong. But when I heard the gospel, I responded. And I became his child, his son. He gave me the power to become a son of God. And I wanted in. And I still want in. And I don't want out. And I'm not trying to figure out a way to get around what God has to say. And sometimes it takes courage to follow God. Sometimes it takes bravery. Sometimes you have to overcome some things. Forms of fear. But you know what? All it is focus. The more you focus on the Lord, you see him. And then it's easy to walk away from the disasters. But the disasters don't always look like a disaster. People get focused in on what they desire. And it's a disaster. It just doesn't look like a disaster. But it's a disaster. But when you love God, you can see the disaster for what it is. And I like to, I like to explore things in my mind and so that I can understand. And the more I do this, the more I realize that God has something to say all along. But people don't endeavor. They try to get out of doing the foundational things he speaks. And then that prevents them from learning the greater things that he would say. See, some things are foundation. If you don't believe that Jesus is Lord, you're not going any further. You'll be full of doubt and unbelief, and your life won't work. You'll believe up is down and down is up, and you won't know how to navigate your life. But when you follow the Lord your God and King, and you're continually obeying him, living in his presence, you're learning how life, the intricacies of how life works. And you have the foundation. You're standing on the foundation and you're ever learning truth. And that the world don't relate to. And I want more of God. The more I understand the life of God, the better I do. I know it's not about performance, but I want to live too. I want my life to work, and I want it to be effective. My life doesn't have to be ineffective. I want my life to be very effective. And I want my life to work. I want it to be a beacon of hope and even a beacon of faith for people who see me every day. You can preach without a message. The way you live is your message. That's your main message. And when you live for God and you learn the things, and you say, when you say something, it carries more weight than a hypocrite or a coward. And people can tell. They expect you, when you say you love Jesus, they expect you to live like him. They at least expect you to live like him. Because they wouldn't make up their mind to live like him for whatever reason. But when you follow, when you listen to what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will help you understand. And when you go, when you follow through with it, you learn more. And it helps. So when you take a closer look at what Jesus said, you realize there's so much wisdom in it. The justice of God is in it. So it's pure. It's love. It's wisdom. And I want more of his knowledge. I want more. I want to understand things in a greater way. I don't want my life to not work. And I'm not caught up in performance. I'm caught up in him. And then my life will work. If I can stick to the love of God, everything that follow will be pure motive. I want my life to be pure motive. I want to be purely motivated. And I want it to be pure in all of my ways, thoughts and deeds. I don't want to live like God and think like the devil. When I look at something that's a disaster, I want to know how to get it out of my life and live according to God's standards. I don't want anything affecting me negatively. If I don't see things like God does, I look into it until I do. I ask the Lord to help me. And that has always worked for me. I want to know more and more and more. The more you study the Lord, the more wisdom you can receive. And it's good. The wisdom of God is very good. Our capabilities in him. We always like to talk about things you're going to be able to do. It's exciting to be able to do something that you've never done before. And these things dawn on us. They make us where we are. You used to fear and have problems, but now you're walking on water, so to speak. You're walking above all those disasters. And you're walking around big disasters. Because you follow God. So as you go forward in him, expect the best. Because God makes things plain for his people. And sometimes people that love the world, they'll focus on the world. And then they won't go forward in God, so they can't learn what's next. And they have no clue what I'm talking about and why I'm talking about this. Because it never happened like that in their lives. But those that trust the Lord and operate according to his word, things are being made plain, things are being made understandable. They're growing, they're learning, and they're able to secure their family, teach their children. It's a blessing what to know what to watch out for in life. It's a blessing to walk around disasters. And other people have disasters, and you see it. You know, the proverb said, wisdom is crying out in the street. You can see when people are doing something that they shouldn't, and it don't work, and how it turns out. And you can say, hey, I'm not doing that. I'm not going down that road. I told my children, I said, don't ever shack up. I said, people who do that are not happy. They're out of the will of God. Their life don't work. I said, and you don't have to take my word for it. Look at this. Look at what happens. They're not happy. But people who are married, and they took time to marry the right person, to get to know them, they sought the Lord about it, they're blessed. We tell our children the right way to go. If they're hard-headed, they're gonna find out you told the truth. If they're noble and wise, and they take you at your word, they're gonna walk around the misery. But when they walk into the misery and they won't let it go, if the misery don't make them let it go, then that's what they want. But those who are noble and wise will walk around the disaster when they've been warned. But a fool won't listen. A fool will listen to people that give them negative advice. A foolish person will listen to people who are miserable. And they won't walk around them. You see the person miserable and you still do what they do. That's foolish. Now, some people are foolish. And that's just the way it is. And they listen to people who are foolish. But when people are foolish and they did it because that's what they wanted to do, I don't let it bother me. Because I can't stop a person from being foolish. I don't know how to stop a person from being foolish with all that God has given me. If they won't listen to Jesus, it's just like the people in hell. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen to somebody from that came to warn them about hell. See, the rich man wanted Lazarus to go warn his brothers not to come there. See, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been there before. And the rich man wanted Lazarus to go and tell his brothers not to come there. And Jesus said, they won't listen to Moses and the prophets. They won't listen to a man that's been to hell either. But nevertheless, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And I'm sure he told the people what he saw. But if you won't listen to Moses and the prophets, you won't listen to a man that's been to hell. I've been to hell before. The Lord took me there. And when I tell people, it's like they don't believe it. They look at me, well, maybe that was a dream. Maybe that was, I don't know what they think. But all I could do is tell them, and then they believe what they want. But if they end up going to hell, like I said, I don't know how to keep people from being foolish. You tell people, it's still going to be their faith that makes the difference. If they don't have the love of God in them and a desire for what's right, then they're toast. I don't know another way to put it. They're not going to heaven. You're not going to take the world up there. Nobody can. And I don't want to. Everything that's not like God, I want it gone. Then I can get down to business with God. Elder Lewis, pastor, he was my pastor when I first received the Holy Spirit. And in those days, one time he had a message saying, get down to business with God, and God will get down to business with you. Now that's a living word. That word is true. It's got just as much potency as it right now as it did when he first spoke it. That word was spoken under the anointing. When you get down to business with God, and he will get down to business with you. So it's important to know hear and do what God has to say. people, even though people are anointed, don't confuse the fact that you're anointed, that you can do anything you want. You have to get down to business with God, and He'll get down to business with you. Anointed people have done good things and bad things. Just because a person is anointed don't mean that they can walk into the Holy of Holies and live. You have to live the life of God. Remember something, Lucifer was anointed. And look at him now. He's Satan. It's the glory. Everybody can't walk into the glory. Now, if there was a Holy of Holies in the tabernacle now, and the preacher had to walk in there every year, you know, some preachers wouldn't come out. But God didn't do that. The tares and the wheat and those that are lukewarm, they're out there. So you're just going to have to trust God yourself. You can't follow what others are doing anymore. But when the rapture happened, the glory of God stops midair so that everybody under the clouds won't die. And we'll just be attracted to that glory. The angels are going to take us to it. We can live in it. We're going to have a new body and we'll live in it. So we don't need to have sin in our life. Nowhere. We don't need to have unforgiveness. Nowhere. We don't need to have sin in our life, nowhere, so that we can be raptured. But people say, well, the preachers say, you know, even if you're not, you don't have to be perfect. Just try to do your best. Listen to what the Lord said. Go and sin no more. Don't sin. Weed sin out of your life. When the rapture comes, you want to know that you're going with Him. If you don't go with Him, you're like the five foolish virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish. God's people listen to Him and they follow Him, and a stranger they don't follow. So why am I following a stranger instead of following Jesus? I mean, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to tell you to pretend that you are right. And then the rapture comes, you're left then. Then what I want to say to you. I say now, Jesus told, put it this way, and I'm going to close with this because I'm out of time. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. Now, that's what King of Kings said to me. It's up to you, but you got to live according to God's word. God can't take you to heaven illegally. You're washed in the blood, walk in the life of God. And the Lord will help you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And don't be afraid. Fear God and sin not. If the love of God is in you, the fear of God will work in you. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.